Smaguin, the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Hamav Beis on Vav Mid Aleph. Rebbe Yehuda holds that you're chayav for a machshavas inuach. Shachtam and asa aniach is dama yemurim lemachar. Right, seeing lechutz. Rebbe Yehuda is paisa lecham machshirin. And the Gemara says Rebbe Yehuda holds that you're chayav for machshavas inuach. First, the Gemara says you learn out from a pasuk, and then the Gemara ends up saying it's a svara. Who svara? Like Rashi says, loy miriba dekra elisvili dehoil mipsal hetzal inuach. Mipsal nami machshavas hetzal inuach. If you're chayav on the actual thing, you're chayav for the machshava to do it as well. And the Achareim have a, he said it's like a chakir in this din of Rabbi Yehuda, the apostles of Machshava Sinuach. What's the pshat in this din? Is it the pshat that it's a din of Machshava Kemaisa? When you have a Machshava to do Hinuach, it's as if you actually did it. Just like Yechav and the Maisa, it's in Schadish over here, that Yechav and the Machshava as well. Or is the pshat that no, it's not a din of Machshava Kemaisa, it's not as if you did it, but it's a soul Machshava, the Machshava to do such a thing, that itself passes a carbon, just like there's a din of Machshavas Chutzah Zmanin, and Chutzah Mekamim passes a carbon, and Machshavas Shalishma passes a carbon. Who a din that Machshavas Hinuach also passes a carbon? It's a psul to have such a Machshava, but not because the din of Machshava Kamaisa. And that's a shadow they have in Afkamina Legabi Yibit Surah and other similar dinim. Now, later on, towards the bottom of the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara says that Liflug Nami of Yehuda. Why doesn't Rebbe Yehuda argue by Nisan Bifnim and Nisan B'chutz? When Nisan B'chutz and Nisan Bifnim, why don't we say over there also that Rebbe Yehuda holds that his machshava should be chayv kemaisa? And my answer is, Kasav Rebbe Yehuda binun makam she mashosh b'dam v'vasa v'imurim, and you don't have makam mashosh, and therefore you're not going to be chayv on such a machshava. So Frek the Karanai over there, he says, I don't understand. That holding a makam mashosh, you need makam mashosh b'dam v'vasa v'imurim, that's a din in a machshava's psul, that's a din in a machshava shalvim karmai. You need to have a makam mashosh like the Gemara learns out. But over here, it's a din of machshava kemaisa. It's a din that your machshava is as if you did it. So why do you need a makam mashulosh? Just like if you actually did it, you're going to be chayv. If you have a machshava to do it, and it's as if you did it, avadi would be chayv as well. So what's the pshat? How can we apply the din of makam mashulosh to this din of machshava zinuach of Rabbi Huda, which is a din of machshava kemaisa? So the Minchas Avraham says that lefi this one side of the chakir that we mentioned, you can answer the kasha of the karnai. If you say that the pshat is it's not a din of machshava kemaisa, but it's a din that it's a machshavas psul, that the machshava to do inuach, it itself passels, so then it makes sense. So just like there's a din makam mashulosh by the machshavas psul of shalom b'mkaymai, who a din would have it over here by the machshavas psul of inuach as well. So if he that, l'char yikim miyashav l'kashav l'karnar, but from the karnar, it seems to be that he understood the other side, he understood that it's a getter machshava kemaisa, and merely had shver why the din of makam mashulosh would apply to such a psul.